SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
After growing up in foster care and facing homelessness at 19, finding stable accommodation changed Alex Lippman's life.
It gives us independence and that sustainable housing. For myself, that sustainable housing has led on to a career path in IT and also working for different skills like buying a motorcycle, buying a car, you know, and getting ready to go out, right? These 2 years have built up a private rental kind of space.
Mr. Lippman is now 20 and works as a youth advocate. He's been in Canberra campaigning alongside other youth ambassadors for an expansion of the FOIA Foundation program that turned his life around. Fellow advocates like Tyra Chan Hampton have had similar experiences.
I had a lived experience in the out-of-home care sector, which forced me and my family to experience homelessness. I then later in life also found myself experiencing unstable housing, and I was studying at my university degree.
Youth Ambassador Bree Dorset found herself couch surfing during her VCE studies, the final year of school in Victoria.
So it was already quite a challenging year. 2 months into couch surfing, I found myself at the doors of the FOIA Foundation, and that was the wraparound support service that really helped me to finish my Year 12 VCE studies and, yeah, move into university and take control of my life.
Young people under 25 represent more than a third of homeless Australians. After accessing services, nearly half remain in insecure living situations. Kate Colvin is the Chief Executive of Homelessness Australia.
When we're talking about youth homelessness, what we really mean is children and young people who come to homeless services without a parent or guardian. So we're talking about young people 15 to 24 and particularly teenagers who flee home are often doing so because of violence in the home, or perhaps they've come out as gay or trans and they've been rejected by their family and have left for that reason, or neglect in the homes.
Advocates say shelters and crisis accommodation don't provide the security young people need. So now, a group of community organisations, along with these youth ambassadors, are asking for federal funding in the May budget. They want help to expand the FOIA program and construct 10 new 40-unit buildings for young people to access secure housing, education support and employment opportunities. Amy Cavallaro is FOIA Central Manager.
Young people have the opportunity to stay between 18 months and 2 years, which I think creates some stability and real opportunity and a safe space for young people to stop, breathe, set really intentional goals about where they want to go in the future.
Alex Lippman agrees.
We have that midterm housing, it's for 2 years, and 2 years is very big in for a youth person. You know, maybe they get two-thirds of a degree done, or they're building up in their job aspirations as well. So this aspect of having your job, your education, your employment all in one with the youth development coaches helping you out really builds a young person to go out there and have confidence to get maybe a new private housing or, you know, a job, you know, higher up than what they already are.
Because of this, 80% of FOIA residents then go into stable housing and more than two-thirds find work. Chief Executive of the FOIA Foundation, Liz Cameron-Smith, says the investment is also good for government.
Because we know that for every dollar invested in a youth FOIA, it delivers a $6 return. So it's actually a cost-effective solution that should be one part of the government's response to youth homelessness in Australia.
Homelessness Australia CEO Kate Colvin again.
Now, youth FOIAs are an important housing model because they provide young people with support around their education as well as support around other issues and provide a safe living environment for them. So one of the issues when young people flee a violent home or end up in a situation where they're homeless is that sticking with education can be really difficult because they don't have those family supports that other young people have.
In a statement, Homelessness Minister Julie Collins says the government has committed to continuing investment in youth homelessness. She says it's pledged $91.7 million over 3 years. Alex Lipman is hopeful it can make a major change to others with similar experiences.
Youth especially, disadvantaged youth, there's not a lot of housing options. When you go in the private market and there's only about one less than 1% available, you're versing everyone. And as we are still going through, we're still doing uni, we're still working part-time, there's not enough maybe money to really go into that market. So having FOIA built in that as a social housing, affordable housing, it really helps the youth that are coming through that are disadvantaged to really get an opportunity to gain that rental experience, then to get out when they're 21 or maybe 22, 23, and then they're, oh, sweet, I can go into the private market and I have 2 years' worth of experience in my hand for that.
Ruth McHugh-Dillon, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.